Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
You're allowed to now get a little bit excited about the fact that the weekend is nearly here. It's Thursday afternoon and this is Scott on Radio 1. Hello. Thank you, Edith. Hi, Chopper.
Hello.
You right?
I'm very good, yes, thank you.
Something come off in your hand?
Knobs come off in my hand.
Oh, I hate when that happens. Hi, Becky.
Ah.
Do you like your new present?
Oh. I do. Thank you very much for my nice, sexy pants.
Got Becky a little gift, seeing it's Valentine's
Day.
Wearing
them now for you, Mark.
She's wearing them now, look. Oh, yeah. What?
Nothing.
Admittedly, you have got on the outside of your jeans. What? I think that's...
Oh, my
God, not the
dear,
back.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
That's a proper
cheese wire.
Why have you bought her a thong?
It was on my desk. A nice company sent it to me. So
someone else's.
Was it?
I'm gonna take it off.
No, they were. They're new.
Is this somebody? Some listener sent you a thong. You've passed it on to Becky, and now she's worn it.
No, don't worry. There's that protective label you get in swimming costumes. It's all fine.
They're new. It's fine. They just got sent in. I thought, you know, Becky is a girl, she might like them.
Who would leave a thong on your desk?
It's sent in by a company.
Have you been doing something on your desk that we should know about?
It's clearly a girl's thong. I thought it'd be a nice thing, you know, as we were discussing yesterday on Oh What's Occurring. What do blokes think they should get girls for Valentine's Day? Sexy lingerie. So there's some lingerie just for you, my darling.
Becky carries it off as well as she did. I can see why.
Uh-huh.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Have you seen this picture of the cheeky girls in Heat magazine?
No, I haven't.
Right. Look at that.
Before I look at it, do I want to?
Yeah, it's all fine, yeah. What are they doing in the picture? They're in a shop.
They're in a shop. Oh, they've gone to the opening of a new 99p shop.
They opened it?
They opened it, yeah.
In East London?
Uh-huh.
So the cheeky girls have opened a 99p store. Used to be a Woolworths, till that got closed down. Now, without being rude to the cheeky girls, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that got loads more people along to the shop?
What, the cheeky girls opening it?
Hmm. Imagine, right, you hear about that the cheeky girls are opening a 99p store in your area. Do you pop along in the hope that you might catch a glimpse of Monica and the other one?
I reckon people would.
Really?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Would you go along if you heard the cheeky girls were opening a shop near you?
I would go the other way, in fact.
Which celebrity would you go and see?
What, opening a shop?
Okay, let me give you some options. Okay,
right, yeah.
If, let's say...
Are you just jealous that you didn't get asked to open it?
No. I opened an Asda once. I think I've told you this story before. Actually, they do. People do turn up, don't they? It wasn't me really opening it. I was kind of doing the DJing. It's when I worked in Manchester. I think it was Asda Rochdale.
Oh, yeah, it's a biggie.
And we had one of the fit girls from Gladiators there. I'm sure I've told you this story before. Someone had to stand on the checkout and shout, "Move back!" Because there's a bit of a crush to get an autograph. Not of me.
No.
Of the fit girl.
Was it moving at the time?
No, it was a stationary checkout.
Oh, right.
That would have been good.
Again, like I said yesterday,
move back!
Like a Gladiator's Travelator, but a kind of cheaper version.
Same.
Without the hill.
Okay, here's some options.
Sorry,
If, let's say, Tony from Liberty X was opening a new garden centre, would you go?
No.
If Roxanne Pallett was opening a pound stretcher, would you go along?
Yeah.
You would, why?
Well, because I'm interested in ice skating.
If Diana Vickers was opening a new branch of Tie Rack, are you there?
No. Got enough ties.
Fizz off Coronation Street, if she was opening a new branch of Greggs?
Do you know what? She's lovely. She's lovely, and I do quite like Greggs.
And so you probably get a free pasty.
Yeah, you get a free pasty, and she's a good laugh. So, yes, I would probably do that.
If Coolio was opening a new Esso garage, would you go?
No.
I'm just wondering whether these shops are getting their money's
are
worth.
Are these actual gigs that people have got, or
no,
are you
I
just
made
putting
these up.
Two and two together?
Yeah.
Right.
Because they have to pay the stars,
yeah,
obviously,
yeah,
to turn up.
Yeah.
I'd be interested to know from our listeners if anyone has actually turned up. I mean, obviously you would turn up if it was a really, really good celebrity. No offence, cheeky girls.
Well, what do they get celebrities then for opening these things?
I don't
know. Would
you say? I've no idea.
Well, you have, because you've opened Asda.
It wasn't me that was opening it, I was just DJing. Do you think the cheeky girls got 99p to do it?
I think they probably got a little bit more.
Right. Let me know if you've ever done this. Have you ever turned up at a shop just because somebody was opening it?
Did the Gladiator get more than you?
Yes.
Right, so what did the Gladiator
get? I don't know. Stop it. You're not wrong, Chappers. So many people have done this. Loads of people. Hello, Radio 1.
You are there.
Hello, who's that?
It's Jim Carter.
Hello, where are you today?
I'm currently on the M25.
Okay, how can I help?
Just going to let you know that when I was younger, about 12, 13 years old, I went down to Blockbuster Video and saw Saracen off Gladiators.
Wow, how was that for you?
yeah, it wasn't too bad. He was a big old bloke.
Yeah, why did you go?
Well, I popped down to get a video. I knew he was there, so I thought I'd pop down and see him and get a DVD at the same time. Or a video, as it was at the time.
What did they actually do?
They
just go, I've now pronounced this Blockbuster open.
Yeah, he was just there sort of opening it up. And, he was just showing his face, really.
Wow.
it wasn't that exciting, but...
I can better that.
Go on, yeah, go on.
Paul in Formby went to a kebab shop, I won't say where, opened by Beppe off EastEnders.
That is
about
amazing.
5 years ago. It was rubbish, apparently, and the kebab was dead expensive.
I didn't know these people opened like shops. It's obviously more common than we think.
There's a new market opening up for us.
Hooray!
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
I'm just imagining how that conversation went between Beppe's agent and Beppe. Brilliant news. What? Got me some work? Yeah. Got your kebab shop opening. Really? Wow. Ali Norbinton's been on, saying that Beppe's been mentioned twice today on Radio 1. Really? When was the other time? What are the chances of that? Nothing for years, and then twice in one day on Radio 1, Beppe gets mentioned.
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Oh, Becky's taking off my underwear that I bought her now. Where did you throw it?
Well, how do you know she's taking it off? She might have...
It's hanging from the microphone.
Oh, special.
So she might have put it on actually where the underwear's meant to be rather than over her jeans.
I was just saying about the Cheeky Girls opening a 99p store in in East London, which they did a couple of weeks ago. This is more common than we think. We've had Beppe opening a kebab shop. Tom?
Hello.
Hello, where are you?
I'm in Birmingham.
What's occurring?
When I was 16, in the last year of secondary school, I heard that Chris Akibusi was opening a local Boots. And I thought, there's no way I'm missing this. I had a day off school.
You had a day off school?
Probably the sixth best day of my life.
The sixth best day of your life?
Yeah.
Wow.
What are the others?
I really shouldn't go into them.
Okay,
right.
Good.
Christ,
but I like it that you've ranked it as the sixth most best thing you've done in your life.
Yeah.
Did Chris Akibusi make everybody who'd like come see him? Did he make you all jump up and down and shout? Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello. He's got the most infectious laugh in modern day athletics. Honestly, the guy's a dream.
I know. If I could pick anybody from modern day athletics,
I think he's got the most infectious laugh ever, let alone in modern day athletics.
Hey, ironically, my my friend Rimmer met him yesterday at because he's a public speaker now.
Right.
And he met him at some work do.
Well, he opened. Somebody else takes it in, but we can't get hold of him. Somebody else takes him. So he reopened their office in Hemel a couple of years ago. But he got all the staff out in the car park beforehand, jumping up and down and shouting, "Yeah,
yeah!"
He's amazing.
Did he do that in Boots?
Oh yeah, it was like a nightclub. It's ridiculous. It was like a Belgian trance night. It was absolutely ridiculous.
Oh, and the sixth best day of your life.
Yeah. Good probably will be forever as well.
Good to speak to you, Tom.
Hey, and you.
I love you.
I love you too.
There's loads of these now. This is brilliant.
I'm trying to think of other people with infectious laughs in modern day athletics.
Yeah. Well, you should know that. I know. I'll leave that with you.
Mm. Sally Gunnell.
This is my favourite one. Somebody turned up at a Blockbuster where Vera Duckworth and Darth Vader... We're opening it.
What now, a double act that is.
What a combo that is. Who thought up that? There's just a massive sign coming soon. Vera Duckworth and Darth Vader together on one bill.
Do you think that means they couldn't get Jack Duckworth or they couldn't get Luke Skywalker?
I don't know, but it's brilliant. Whoever thought that up is a genius.
Podcast.
Hey, Chappers.
Yeah.
There's a new feud in hip-hop.
A new feud?
Yeah, man.
Go on, then.
You know 50 Cent, man?
Yeah. Dude.
Guess who he has got a feud with now? Didn't I have a feud with him for about 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Maybe I said that he was exaggerating about how many times he's been shot in the face.
And you got But then after about 5 minutes, you got slightly worried about it.
And I withdrew the whole thing.
Decided it was safer to continue the feud with the drummer from the Magic Numbers.
And I'd love, God, remember that? That wasn't pretty, was it?
Well, isn't that still ongoing?
What do you mean?
Well, did you ever make...
Just one silly comment.
Did you... You suggested that because you were going to arrive later to a do that had an all-you-can-eat buffet, that if the Magic Numbers were there, that there wouldn't be any left when you got there.
And then it all kicked off at the event, didn't it? Because they'd heard it. Anyway. That was bad. I regret that now. I've forgotten about that. Right, so 50 Cent's got a new feud. It's not with me. Would you like to hear who he's having a feud with?
With the Magic Numbers.
No, it's not. Would you like to hear who's got the feud with?
Yeah.
It's this guy.
Hello, YouTube. Before I get going on this video, I'd like to say, can you please go to the link on the right and subscribe to this guy? And he makes really good videos, and he only has 25 subscribers, and I kind of want him to get at least 1,000. So, yeah. And no haters, please.
Yeah, so that's
I'm not
the guy.
Falling for this.
No, seriously.
This is Becky on a voice changer. Voice pretending changes, you're trying to get me by suggesting she's having a feud with you. I don't believe
I'm
you.
I'm really not. Do you really think that? This guy is all over YouTube right now. Here's a picture of him. I'll show you a picture, yeah? Look at that. That is the guy that started a feud with 50 Cent.
Oh, bless him.
Mm-hmm. Now, for some reason...
He looks a bit like one of your... people off Geek World.
He's only, how old is he, about 15 or 16 he looks?
I'm not so sure for him that this is a good idea.
No.
Because he's properly spouting off about 50 Cent.
He, you know, has a makeup product thing for men. My God.
Mm-hmm. Do you think this is wise?
I would advise against it.
No, I was going to say something about the makeup product.
What?
Maybe he should try using
it. I was thinking the same thing.
What else is he going to do? 50 Cent diapers for your little gangster. He's basically just mooching off all his fame. He just wants to make as much money as he can while it lasts. 50 Cent, shame on you.
Now, it's not the kind of person you'd expect to have a hip-hop feud, is it? Really?
No, he's going to be running scared with the shame on you, isn't he?
Is it wrong that I quite want it to escalate, though?
No.
I want a massive showdown here. I want it to go off.
He's not that good of a rapper, I have to say.
Oh, don't stop it.
He's a bit, just so that you get some impression of what this kid looks like, I would say he's at that stage where he hasn't started shaving, but he really ought to.
Yeah.
So he's got
a difficult time, isn't it?
You don't know when to start. He's got a little caterpillar on his top lip, braces.
Yeah,
And a pudding bowl haircut with a big picture of South Park behind him.
Yeah.
He's not cool anymore. And I never understood the G-Unit. There's only three guys. Three guys. That kind of sucks. That's not like a real gang.
This really isn't a good idea, mate. Really not a good idea.
He kind of seems like he doesn't put much effort into his lyrics. And maybe if he made them actually... rhyme, like have a rhyming scheme and good background music, then maybe he'd actually make a good song.
Now, I do want this to escalate.
Why would you do this?
I don't know, but it's a bad idea, but I like it. And I'd like 50 to come back on this. If this helps to stir it up a bit and bring it to 50's attention, then bring it on, I say. Because I don't think 50 Cent might know about the beef that this bloke has with him.
It's unlikely at the moment.
So if you are with 50 Cent at the moment, please could you let him know and then let me know what he says about it? Fine. Thing is, this guy, he doesn't just hate 50 Cent.
The more? Who else are you going to pick a fight with?
He hates everyone. Listen.
These are my thoughts on Keanu Reeves. The last movie I saw him in was called The Boathouse, which sucked.
Doesn't like Keanu Reeves.
The reason I hate Soldier Boy...
Really not keen on Soldier Boy either.
Oh, God.
This video is about Jerry Seinfeld and how I hate him.
Yeah.
Marley and Me, starring Owen Wilson and Jennifer Aniston. First off, this film sucks.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't like Marley and Me.
Chris Brown.
And finally,
Mamma Mia. Bottom line, This movie sucked.
Yeah, so there's a lot
is
of...
Is there anything he does like?
Doesn't...
He needs to learn some more adjectives, but that was rubbish.
So, yeah, it's, so far on his list, Fiddy, Keanu Reeves, Soldier Boy, Jerry Seinfeld, Marley and Me, Chris Brown and Mamma Mia. And that's just for starters. So, yeah, let's escalate this. 50 Cent, if you are listening, let's have some reply.
Why don't you start a feud with him?
With who?
That kid.
I could have him.
I know.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, it's Wes.
Hi, this is Wes. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Are you?
Yeah, I'm really good. How can I help?
Just to let you know, I'm with 50 Cent at the moment, but he's just nipped to the loo.
Right, okay.
I don't think he's going to be happy about this, to be honest.
Right. What do you think he's going to be most upset about?
The Mamma Mia comment.
I thought that as well, yeah.
Is he a big fan?
Him and the G-Unit guys love it.
I know.
Absolutely love it.
All right, we'll pass it on to him when he's in the we're finishing the bog, all right?
Okay, cheers.
I love you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I found this website, right, and on it it's 10 things you didn't know about Philip Schofield.
But now hang on a second. Hang on. You found this website?
Yeah, it's
were you googling Philip Schofield again?
No, it's like one of those entertainment websites, and they always do 10 things you didn't know about whoever.
Right.
And today it's Philip Schofield. Number 8 is the fact that I took a picture of him into the hairdressers when I was younger and asked for a Schofield cut, which is true. Bearing that in mind, is this text for real? I was at the hairdressers today and this bloke came in and showed the girl a picture and said, I want to look like that. And it was Captain Kirk off of Star Trek. That it can't be right. You can imagine, though, a Schofield. It's a good cut. Yes?
Isn't Captain Kirk bald?
I have no idea. I don't watch it.
Neither do I. Radio 1
Podcasts.
Welcome to Know Your Sci-Fi Films on Radio 1. That was Lady Gaga and Just Dance.
Not sure we're the right people to present this segment.
Apparently, a lot of people are saying we're thinking of Pickard. No, we're not. We're thinking of Captain Kirk, who was Patrick Stewart, who was definitely bald.
Yeah.
No, he didn't. He had the black hair and the big ears.
No, that's Spock.
Are they not the same person?
What, no, Captain Kirk and Spock?
Yeah, they're
the same person.
Captain
from
Kirk's
Star Wars.
Like actual name, like Captain Spock Kirk.
Yeah, that's right. You're right. And he was
it
bald.
It is the same person.
That's right.
But who's the one with the hair and the ears, then?
Don't know, but you're right, what you're saying.
Huh.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And Captain Kirk was definitely bald, Becky.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts.
Hey, Chappers. Hey. Got some really good news.
What's that?
Next week...
Yeah?
You're going to be seeing more of David Hasselhoff than you've ever seen before in your life.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Is that good news? Why is that, then?
Because he is going to be at the Brit Awards, I've just found out.
He's going to be at the Brit?
Yep.
Okay.
And also, the Hoff is going to be coming in to see us next Thursday. You'd look forward to that, wouldn't you? So that maybe that's twice in a week you've seen him now.
So that means we'll see him on Wednesday and then on Thursday.
Yeah.
Is he staying with you?
Well, that's the thing. I did this TV show, as you know, a little while ago, where I went to live with David Hasselhoff in Los Angeles for 4 days. I don't think that he's going to want to stay at mine.
Why?
Because it's...
Won't he be expecting you to return the favour?
I don't think it's what he's used to be honest.
Why?
Well, just having a little glimpse into his life. I'm not sure he'd be happy with my spare room.
Does he not have...
And the sofa bed isn't all that, to be honest.
Does he not have mice in the
bath? He's got a massive dip in the middle. What?
Does he not have mice in the bath in LA?
He wouldn't fit... You know, he's so tall.
Yeah.
He wouldn't fit on my sofa bed. And there's a massive dip in the middle. Really hurts your back.
Well, why don't you take the sofa bed and give him your bed?
I don't want...
That'd be a nice host.
Well,
change the sheets, obviously.
Obviously, I would change the sheets, but that's not the point.
That'd be quite a nice host thing to do.
No.
So you're not even...
What do I do? Do I take him to the pub over there? Oh, no, I can't do that. What am I going to do with him?
Why can't you take him to the pub?
Best not to.
Oh, okay.
So, David Hasselhoff will be here next Thursday. This is chasing status.
I think you're trying to get out of having him round at yours.
I haven't offered, to be honest, and he hasn't asked, so let's just leave it like that.
He's waiting to be asked.
He's not. Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Hey, let's do it.
Oh, what's occurring?
Got some situations. You just got to tell me what happened next. You know the deal. 81199.
Oh, what's occurring?
Tell me how you get on today on the last Oh, What's Occurring of the week. Let's do it.
Oh, what's occurring?
Right, you know songs.
songs, yeah.
Yeah. Like, we play them on Radio 1 and stuff.
Yeah.
What's the best one ever? Ever.
The best song ever, ever, ever?
Yeah.
Well, I would say...
I think it's the Oh, What's Occurring theme tune.
Do you? Mm. Ever, 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 ever?
Oh, it's quite good.
I think it's something by the Saturdays, but I can't decide which
up
one.
Or Issues?
Up, I think.
Well, what's the other one?
I think Up's the winner in my head.
So Up by the Saturdays is the best song ever.
Moose Tea, is it because I'm cool?
Well, you know they have those polls in newspapers all the time, don't they? And it's you're normally stuff like Bohemian Rhapsody,
yeah.
Imagine by John Lennon. Yeah. They're normally in there. But today we sent Gemma, who works in our office, out onto a special street. What's that street called again?
I think it's Stupid Street.
That's right. It? So we went out and Gemma asked 10 people on that street what they thought the best song ever was. What was the most common answer?
Oh, no. I mean, this could be anything. I think they will say Alleluia.
What, the Alexandra Burke classic?
Oh, I really don't care which version. Any version.
Hallelujah, okay. Becky?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
It's always very popular on those things, isn't it?
Or the Champions League theme tune.
What?
If we have to have an instrumental type track.
Where's that come from?
What's that?
Just quite like it.
It's good, give me that. Gives you goosebumps every time you hear it.
Not Up by the Saturdays.
They're sort of on a par.
That's just yours. Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
What is the most popular song ever made on Stupid Street? Let's find out.
What do you think the best song that's ever been made is?
Oh, man. Blue, Breathe Easy.
How does that go?
And I can't breathe easy, can't sleep at night, till Scott Mills is by my side. Do you want me to keep going?
Why do you like Blue so much?
Oh, man. Really epic songs, really... They look good. You know, they got the three good looking members and then that other guy.
What do you think is the best song that's ever been made?
I don't know. What do you think, Joe? I like Beyonce, Single Ladies, yeah.
And why do you like that song?
Because it's like all dancey and upbeat. All the single ladies. All the single ladies. Oh, is this live?
Run, Snow Patrol. I love Snow Patrol. I don't like Leona Lewis' version.
I think the best song that has ever been made is probably Bleeding Love by Leona Lewis. I love Leona Lewis anyway because she's amazing.
Best song that's ever been made. I should say Bohemian Rhapsody, but that's what everyone's going to say, isn't it? Yeah. That's a good song. But also Wonderwall's really good. And this isn't really going to help. I'm a singer, so it's my job. Oh, I just plugged that. Today is going to be the day that they're going to throw him back to you.
Sure, he's a singer.
Should have somehow realised what you're not to do.
Really?
I'm French. So I speak very well. What is the question?
Okay. What do you think is the best song that's ever been made?
The best song? It's Marvin Gaye, Sexual Healing. Baby, be, I'm under my own earth, I'm bigger, stronger, and stronger.
What do you think the best song that's ever been made is?
Well, I heard there was a sacred chord.
Jump in my car.
Yeah.
Jump in my car. Yeah.
What?
Jump in my car. It's a good... Yeah.
Best song's ever been made. Yellow Submarine.
What do you think is the best song that's ever been made?
Oh, it's the latest girl. The latest... what's her name? The latest... Who in the latest musician? The dark one? What's her name?
I don't know. Does anyone know Bowinda?
Did Gemma start off down Camp Cul-de-sac?
I know.
before moving on to Stupid Street.
I never thought that Breathe Easy by Blue would be... in the list of the one of the best songs ever made. That is immense.
The Frenchman sounded very good, though, didn't he?
Really good. doing sexual healing. Someone did say hallelujah, so can I give you that point?
Yeah, definitely.
Would
thanks.
You like that?
I'll take it, yeah.
Okay. I'd also like this button to work, because it's really not.
All right.
Okay, good.
Do you want me to keep talking?
Yeah,
until
you
the
just
channel
keep
work?
Talking.
I'd love that point. That'd be great, thanks.
Would you like a point?
I'd love the point. Oh, you're getting angry, aren't you?
I'm pressing it hard, but it's
really
not
annoying.
Big.
Keep pressing it, my darling. Oh, I'm just going to use this one, it's fine.
Oh, what's occurring?
Oh, God!
They might be able to make that conversation into something for your phone.
Right, so that was Gemma there on the... I've just thought about
I know.
That.
Why is it always me?
It's just innuendo central with you.
Right, that was Gemma.
Sounds like you two have a very lovely relationship.
No wonder I bought her some pants.
I know.
Gemma there, asking the questions that matter on the streets of Great Britain. We love Gems. But you know, she's a bit of a prankster. That's coming up next week on What's Occurring. Because I just remembered that we're not doing that one today.
She is a prankster.
She is a prankster, as you'll find out next week. You know Sarah Cox?
Yeah,
right?
She's a prankster.
Moving
well.
On. What do you think her favourite thing is in the whole world?
Oh, now, let me think.
Have a think about it, because you might not get it right.
Curry or food? Food or curry? I'll go food.
Food is correct.
Yes!
And you know what? She's been at it again. Just talking about food all the time. My question, how many times has Sarah Cox mentioned food this week on Radio 1?
Oh, now then. I'm trying to remember what it was last week. It seems like she'll go higher or lower than last week. I'm going to say... Oh, no, this is very hard because she'll be listening. So whatever you say, you then end up getting a text off her. I'm going to say 42.
Trappers is saying 42, and Becky is saying...
43.
Oh.
Ooh.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Sarah Cox talking about food.
I'll eat oatmeal,
chocolates,
prawn,
shrimp,
prawn,
bananas,
Nescafe,
bananas,
Kentucky Fried Chicken,
bananas,
Kentucky Fried Chicken and
gravy.
I'm having a late breakfast with the Zinger Burgers.
Some Italian food.
KFC, that's some Italian food in New York.
Gravy.
I was eating Italian in New York.
KFC do that gravy.
Want to be eating anything unhealthy or sugary.
Chicken.
Eating sandwiches.
Pie.
Lollipop.
Prawn.
Lollipop.
Chicken.
TGI Friday.
Eat lots of bad stuff today.
Cheese dip.
Cream cracker.
Be having a brew.
Flavoured water.
Indonesian cuisine,
crisp
bit of beans,
onion badger,
a wine tasting.
Oh, a bit of barbecue mackerel, delish.
Cold tea,
crisp cream cracker,
coffee,
chocolate,
coffee,
then chocolate,
juices,
fish in the mind, late breakfast.
I'm cooking food all day,
skinny cappuccino,
jam,
put Duffy in a balm cake and wolfed her down.
The world's biggest jam sandwich,
Bistel.
Barbecue food,
massive jam sandwich,
cakes,
the wedding cake,
meat.
In wedding cake,
could be a pile of pork pies,
pick a lily on top,
barbecue,
eating a manky banana.
Do you like a barbecue?
Favourite thing off a barbie?
Sausage.
Chop
a nice cold pint of dandelion and burdock.
That's just this week. What are we going to do? It's our last week next week.
Oh, I shouldn't have gone so low. I should have known it had been up past 50.
Today, Sarah Cox, well, this week, has mentioned food 65 times, which makes it a tie today on Oh, What's Occurring?
Ow!
A wedding cake made out of pork pie sounds great, though.
I'll tell you what does sound better. Duffy has a balm cake. Wolf her down. With some dandelion burdock.
Podcast.
Spencer's mate had a pork pie wedding cake. Now, that's immense.
It does sound fantastic.
Yeah. His dad is a butcher, though. Isn't
he?
MGMT and Time to Pretend on Radio 1. Zane Lowe's on at 7 o'clock tonight. This is brilliant. Becky, tell us who's just emailed you.
Actual James Blunt.
James Blunt has emailed Becky.
Why has he done that?
Because he's got 70% off all his merchandise for Valentine's Day.
It's a James Blunt Valentine's Day price massacre. How good is that? How nice of him to email you as well.
I know, it's well nice.
So if your boyfriend bought you, let's say, a James Blunt t-shirt for Valentine's Day, how would that make you feel?
Really good.
They're really cheap.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Talking about earlier, the pork pie wedding cake scenario. Oh, wouldn't that be brilliant? Becky's decided that she wants that as when she gets married, which she will at some point.
Well, I was trying to decide if to have the pork pie one or whether to have a cheese one or a donut one.
A cheese
one.
Wedding cake?
Yeah.
Oh, amazing.
Or just a massive, the size of me, thing of profiteroles.
No, not the profiteroles.
Cheese? Would you come if it was
I'd
cheese?
I'd go for the cheese one, yeah. But if you do the pork pie one, because I know Coxie wants a bowl of piccalilli next to it. I don't like piccalilli. Can you have HP sauce instead? Or, right. or pickle?
I don't think I've ever tried piccalilli.
I tried it the other day for the first time. It's not good if you're allergic to cauliflower. I didn't realise that was the main ingredient.
It's a brave new word, I think, piccalilli. I don't really know what it is.
I don't
just
think
like
you're ready.
Mustard with cauliflower in it.
Sounds horrible.
Yeah, you're not ready for it.
Piccalilli.
Sarah Cox she's a little bit obsessed with the pork pie cake scenario. David?
Hello.
You right?
Hi, Scott.
Where are you?
I'm in Leeds.
Okay, what are you saying?
I had a pork pie wedding cake for my civil partnership in 2007.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was 100 miniature pork pies on a 7-tier stand.
Oh.
You just sent me a picture, which I accidentally deleted. But can I just say, on behalf of all of you, you would have really enjoyed it. It's really good. The tiers are amazing.
100 pork pies on 7 tiers?
Yeah, that's right. And we had brown sauce and pickle next to it for a couple really
of... Now, how many guests did you have?
100.
So everybody got one pork pie?
Yeah, there's a few left over, so a few of us doubled up.
What a brilliant idea. If I ever get married, that's what I'm going to do.
Well, if you do that, Becky, or if you do that, Scott, can you invite a few vegetarians so I could have a few more pork pies?
Absolutely.
Thanks.
Simon?
Hi.
You right?
Yeah, not so bad.
Have you had a pork pie incident?
Yeah, my mate's... His dad's a butcher, and so they made pork pie wedding cake for them, and it was just like... a large pork pie on the bottom tier, then a slightly smaller one as you went up, but sort of really, really massive pork pies, like a real size wedding cake.
Yes.
And it was absolutely fantastic. The photographer for the wedding thought it was brilliant, took loads of pictures and sent some to the local paper. So they printed the story, and then the next thing you know, the producer from Loose Women gets in touch with mate's dad.
They always have to spoil things, don't they?
Oh, God, tell me about it. Program annoys me so much. I'm with Chappers on
yeah,
that one.
Yeah. Aren't men rubbish? Oh, look at our shoes.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm getting married. That's the latest thing. Have you seen Karen McGiffin? Oh, I'm getting married.
Well, that's the thing. That's what it was. So I can't remember which one it was, but she decided to, you know, get wedding cakes made up for each of the others for their personalities.
Right.
And the northern one was whinging that she can't get good pork pies down south. So they got my mate's dad to make...
Jay McDonald.
That's the one, yeah. Make a pork pie wedding cake. And so when they found out, we thought, brilliant, you know, we'll record this. They're going to get a mention on Loose Women. Anyway, they bring it out, and then they go, yeah, there you go, there's your cake. And that's it. Absolutely nothing about who made it or anything like that.
How rude.
Very rude, but typical.
Exactly.
Typical of Loose Women, I think.
Typical.
Exactly. So if it's all right, can I just say that it's Tyndall's Butchers in Driftfield and best pork pies, literally the best pork pies.
Now, hang on a minute.
Best
did you make
pies?
Up the whole of that story just so that we'd feel sorry and you could do a plug?
Honest to God. True story. I'll send you some pictures if you like.
Oh, yeah, all right.
I'd rather the pie, to be honest.
It's a pie.
Yeah.
Call this number for your pork pie.
Exactly.
I love you.
Radio 1 podcast.
Okay, it's time for Dear Scott. This is where the posh woman from Radio 4 reads out your inquiries that you've been sending us by email. If you want to send anything in, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk, and we will answer all your questions. First one today.
Dear Scott. Subject, Western Becky.
What? Okay.
I think I'll sit back and listen to this.
Yeah.
If Scott is the two-gun hero, Chappers is the mopey sidekick, and the one who doesn't speak is the strong, silent stereotype, then who is Becky? Is she the damsel in distress? Is she the madam with the heart of gold? Or is she the feisty vixen with a shotgun? We need to know. Zach, Calgary, Canada.
I'm going to tart with a heart.
Did you talk about this when I was off last week, then, Westerns?
Hey?
I thought you might have been talking about who you'd play in a cowboy. Is this just random
it's
then?
Really
from out
random.
Of nowhere?
I thought they called you Westerns because
as in I'm
from Somerset. That's what I assumed was why they were calling you Western.
Western Becky.
Yeah, what's on?
What's on?
Oh right. Well,
who
I'm
are you?
I want to be the fit one. Who's that?
I don't know.
I want to be in the one with Will Smith. What's that called?
Wild West.
Yeah.
Wiki. Wild Wild West.
Want to be in that one?
Not your traditional Western film.
Back to the Future 3.
Oh, that was good.
I say it's a Western,
that's
wasn't
a good
it?
One.
That was a really good. What a good idea that was to do a Western theme for Back to the Future 3, I always thought. Next.
Nice bit off deodorant in the body shoop, doot, spray and sniff, mum.
Right. Right, this is the phantom texter from Barry Island that just puts doot and mun on his text a lot. That's good. Can we hear that again? I like that.
Nice bit off deodorant in the body shoop, doot, spray and sniff, mum.
Next.
Dear Scott, Chappers, Becky, the posh Radio 4 lady, the one that doesn't speak, and hopefully the parrot you've got by the time this is read out.
No.
I am only 13 years old and have been following the parrot idol ever since it started, because I think it is the single best feature you have done on the show.
What? Finding a parrot to replace Becky in the years that we've been doing this show is the best thing ever?
Really?
Okay. Fine.
Unless taking the mick out of Scott is a feature. If you ever get a parrot in, I have come up with a list of phrases it needs to know, and in fact what every parrot across the country should know. They are 1. Mun and doot, as if the posh Radio 4 lady isn't funny enough when she says it. 2. What's occurring could be put in the theme tune. 3. I love you, to play once you've finished talking to someone on the phone. 4. I'm going to fart, the phrase put forward by Napoleon. I also only added that so that if it got read out, the posh Radio 4 lady would say it. Thanks for reading. Ed in Fleet. P.S. Keep up the good work.
Got good services in Fleet, haven't we?
Oh, I do like them, actually. Yeah,
really
is that
good.
The one with the bridge across? From
yeah, the bridge across.
Yeah.
And you can go M&S that
I
side.
I love that one.
Really good. Sorry, we're just...
Oh, my God, we've got a service station recession as well.
We have.
Did
you not
been
know
known
that
to
about
take
me?
That was the first thing I did when I passed my driving test, is went to a services on my own.
Was it?
And a drive-through, just because I could.
Yeah. It is good the first time you go to a service.
And what? I bought chocolate from a petrol station because we weren't allowed. My mum just filled up with petrol. I bought chocolate just because I could.
This is an insight, isn't it?
The first thing you did after passing your driving test was you went to a motorway service station.
Which one?
Would have been Gordano.
Oh, is it Gordano? I thought you might have gone a bit further along and gone Lee Delamere.
That is a good one, though.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Can you wake me up when this is finished?
Sorry. Anyway, that talking about the parrot there was obviously Napoleon, who we had on when you were away, Becky. A real-life parrot that does say this. I'm going to fart.
I'm currently in the process of trying to book him.
Are you?
He's making some quite...
What, so you can have a day off?
He's making some quite deaverish demands, but once I've got them sorted, it's...
No, does he need a special?
Really.
Does he need a special kind of seed?
I'm going to fart.
Obviously, a lot of people will be wanting that on their phone.
I'm going to fart.
Okay, next.
Going home now, doot love. We going goosty hunting on the combine. It says, nice bit of salad cream.
Okay, good. That was obviously from Barry again. Next.
Hi, Scott, Chappers, Becky, the one who does not speak, and the posh lady from Radio 4. I have just been listening to you talking about Fraser ordering you some goodies for the weekend online.
That's my flatmate.
And I'm amused that you do not have a car.
Sorry. Okay, what was he ordering for you? Goodies?
He was ordering...
For the weekend?
Ordering
I
some...
I thought he just did grocery shopping.
It was online grocery shopping, that's what it was.
Really?
Yeah, and I was saying...
I think this person knows different.
No, I was saying that I don't have a car. Anyway, we
to
continue.
Pick up your goodies.
Is that because you have a driver at your beck and call?
No.
Why is it exactly, other than the reason mentioned above, that you do not have a car? I think I can answer that myself. Something to do with your love of white wine? I thought you would have a smart Mini Cooper S. Love the show, love you. Shona, Essex, XXXX.
No, I haven't got a Mini Cooper.
Why would they think you have a Mini Cooper S?
I'm not sure what Shona's trying to say.
I quite like the thought of you driving in a Mini.
Are they kind of? I don't want to insult anybody here, but are they kind of known as like hairdresser cars?
Ooh, that's torn. Isn't
it's a question.
Doesn't the big boss here have a Mini? One of them.
Really?
Well done. Really well done. Really good.
I put it out there as a question.
Really, really good.
Not as a fact.
Next.
Nice sitting on Venice Beach munching a hot dog, mun.
Good. Another one.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chappers and the Posh Radio 4 lady, my name is Jeremy and I'm off of Canada. I go to university about 3 hours from Regina, where I'm from. Because I'm busy with classes, I don't get home as often as I'd like, and I miss my little brother. Aww. But your show has brought us together. Each morning before I walk to school, I download your latest podcast and laugh all the way to class. Meanwhile, my brother is back in Regina listening to the same podcast. As an example of how you've strengthened our relationship recently, I now receive and send texts littered with muns and doots. No one else I know gets it, but it's our little inside joke.
Brilliant.
So thanks for bringing us closer. Yours truly, Jeremy. P.S. Just so you know, there are tons of us Canadians who are embarrassed that Nickelback is Canadian. We're not all fans here. Tongue sticking out, smiley.
Oh, that's really nice. We're bringing brothers families together. That's really nice. And finally,
Blodwyn's eaten all the prawn cocktails, mun, and farted. No one here now, mun.
Ah! That was Dear Scott. Send in all your inquiries to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Right, here's something a friend was telling me, and I would like people to get involved on this and let me know if this if you've heard this as well, OK? I don't know if it's true. Maybe you can let me know. Did you have chappers in your garden when you were growing up? Did you have pampas grass?
Pampas grass?
Yeah. Do you know what that is, Becky?
I have no idea what that is.
Right.
Pampas grass?
Hmm. The one that doesn't speak is going to help you out with this.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. Did you have any, Becky? Do you know?
No, hang on.
No.
No, but...
Right.
But I now know what it is.
What is it, then?
Well, it's like long grass with lots of seeds at the top.
Yeah.
There was some in the house next door but one.
Right. So not in your house?
No. But in the house next door, but one.
In the front garden?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm. Why?
Well, here's the thing. I have heard that people who have pampas grass in their front garden, it's a signal to show...
It's a signal?
It's a signal. It means something. It's to show that they're...
open-minded?
I'll give you a clue.
Now I'm the king of the swingers, oh, the jungle VIP.
Yep.
Well, they're like the Jungle Book.
No. Do you know what I mean? No?
Now I'm the king of the swingers.
Yep. In the front garden.
Right.
Pampas grass in the front garden.
Good job I didn't say who actually lived there. Yep.
Now I'm the king of the swingers.
Do you think that's true?
Did your parents pop round for dinner a lot? They still put two.
Did your mum and dad ever go round for dinner?
No, they weren't friends, but they were. I know who they are. And no, I'm not saying.
No. Oh, it's just something
I've
heard.
It can't be true, can it?
Just something I've heard. Apparently it's a signal.
But what if you don't know that that's what it is when you buy it? Do they have a little leaflet in B&Q when you buy it to say don't buy this unless you know.
They're in the Jungle Book?
Yeah. What if you put it up by mistake? All sorts could happen.
It's got to be in the front garden.
What happens if it's in the back garden?
Don't know. I don't. That might be.
I don't want to know.
That could mean something entirely different. I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't have a front garden. Now I have a back garden. So I'm now going to have to go home and check that there's
you
nothing growing behind
that.
The shed.
Check that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So many people have heard this about the pampas grass in the front garden. Unbelievable response on the text there.
Those people that haven't heard of it, though. Yeah. And do have pampas grass,
yeah.
Are now a little bit worried.
Yeah, they are.
Now I'm the king of the swingers.
Hi, Scott. My 80-year-old grandparents have one in their front garden. What are you saying? That's from Jim in Chichester. You might just want to have a little chat. That's going to be awkward, isn't it, with grandparents?
How do you begin that chat, then?
I don't really know. Adam in Birmingham has been on. My nan had two pampas grasses in her front and back garden. Oh, she got rid of the front one, though. That's fine.
Is it?
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Leanne in Nottingham, Robin Gravesend, Mum and Dad have pampas grass there. They're very concerned.
Luke from Swindon. His dad's got four of them.
Hasn't he? His dad got four in the front and two in the back.
Chat. You need to have a chat with your dad tonight. Seriously. All the people who are texting in, Stefan in West Sussex, I really hope this isn't true. My parents had a blooming great one, and now we've moved, they've planted another. You need to have a sit-down chat with your mum and dad tonight.
Radio 1.
One. Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Okay, it's time for a bit more Dear Scott now, because we've got some. Anything you want to know, anything you want to know, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Send us a little email and we'll get a posh radio for ladies to read them out. Go.
Dear Scott, the episode of The Bill, which starred you, aired in Australia on Saturday night just...
Wow, that's so cool.
My sister hadn't practiced piano, so I wasn't allowed to watch TV. Since The Bill is my favourite show, I recorded it, only to discover on Sunday that it was the episode I'd been so excited to see. Luckily.
Me as a policeman.
So now, and probably for the next 2 weeks, I'm going to rewind and watch you walking in saying 7 repeatedly.
Oh, yeah.
Now I'm just waiting for season 3 of Skins to start over here. Love you, Christine, 16, Western Australia.
Oh, thanks, Christine. It's good to know that me walking on dressed as a policeman going 7 is now being seen by some people in Australia.
It's going around the world.
Woo. Oh, yeah, my Skins episode's on soon as well.
Is it when's that on here?
It's on here on, I think,
next
Thursday.
Don't pretend you don't know.
You are such a... Ironically,
you've got an advent calendar for it and everything.
You're such a rubbish actor. Not in Skins or The Bill.
Have you got it noted down in your file of facts?
No, I have
is
not.
Is it in the important dates section? Have you been on to file of facts to find out why it isn't in the important dates 2009? Yeah.
I was watching, when I was in America, I was watching Skins, and they have subtitles because they can't understand what they're saying, because the accents are so Gert Bristolian.
They're not.
I know, but...
They're not. What? Some of them sound really posh.
That's what I think, but it's only certain characters in the other, you know, the first series.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's Sid, and he's just like, when he goes... They actually put it on the screen.
Gert Lesh.
Do you do an accent when you're in it?
No, I'm just a presenter.
Okay.
Next.
Nice bit of spotted dick at Enid's Doot. Whipped cream and a nice cup of Earl Grey, Mum.
Thanks, Mum. That's the Barry Allen texter again, all good?
Hey, Scott, Chappers, Becky, or Parrot, and the one that doesn't speak. About 2 weeks ago, my fiancé discovered a channel on Sky TV called Wedding TV.
I've seen this.
It's horrible and so boring, but she's obsessed by it. And I try to escape the boredom by listening to your podcasts while blocking these programmes out. Anyway, while being tricked into watching something on this channel, I nearly wet my pants because of one woman on this programme. She tries to sound like Lloyd Grossman. Programme called Million Dollar Romance. Am I the only one being subjected to this channel? Surely nobody else could tolerate this channel for more than 5 minutes. I hope I'm not. Thanks. Paul Diamond off of Canterbury.
It is one of those channels that you just flick through. You must have watched it for a little bit.
No.
I tell you what, after getting this Dear Scott, I went online, and you can watch all the programmes again online whenever you want. So I watched 4 episodes of this Million Dollar Romance, one with Samantha Mumba in it. And she was in most of them, actually. I think they just done one interview and then cut it up and spread it throughout the series. Anyway,
Samantha Mumba?
Lloyd Grossman, wasn't it? She was just on talking about, you know, how it was hard to find a guy in LA and stuff. I thought I might want to be the presenter.
I thought she married Cisco off of the Thong Song.
No. Did she?
Who?
Did she?
I don't know. I thought
I think you've made that up.
Yeah, I thought you made that up as well.
Sorry, Samantha, if that's not true. Even sorrier, Cisco. joking. Oh, that's good.
But I didn't see Lloyd Grossman in it once.
Wow. I have watched it before. It's just lots of ladies trying on wedding dresses, basically.
I think it would be a really good job for us to present on there. Because it just looked so easy. Like, this woman's, like, out in LA, just hanging out by the sea.
Hi,
by
welcome
the pool,
to the wedding channel.
In a bar. Tell me about your love life.
That sounds brilliant.
I'm not sure how much it pays, but...
No, but even so.
Trip to LA.
Hello to the wedding channel, if you're listening. It's very good. I think that's secure the deal.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.